There's good penalties and bad penalties and unlucky ones. You know, sometimes you're a bit unlucky. You're in a fight at a breakdown and a referee deems you. But there's a couple of stupid ones that are down to just bad decisions from the players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland. A proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Andy Farrell names his Ireland team to play Fiji. Jordy Barrett looks set to miss his start date at Leinster. And the teams are also in for tomorrow's A Interpros. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Ulster flanker Cormac Izuchukwu and Leinster hooker Gus McCarthy will make their Ireland debuts from the off against Fiji on Saturday. Having started both of July's tests in South Africa, Jamie Osborne will start at fullback in place of Hugo Keenan. Jacob Stockdale makes his first international start since August of last year, taking the place of James Lowe. And after second half cameos against Argentina last week, Sam Prendergast and Craig Casey buddy up in the three quarters this week. Bundi Aki is restored to the centre, replacing Gary Ringrose. In the pack, Izuchukwu replaces James Ryan, with Tadhg Burns slotting into the second row. McCarthy's start means Ronan Kelleher drops to the bench. Andy Farrell has been forced into naming two natural tight heads on the bench, with Tom O'Toole joined by Thomas Clarkson. After much talk of his replacement appearance against the All Blacks, Kieran Frawley returns to the matchday 23, as does Stuart McCloskey. Farrell's been explaining what he wants to see from Frawley on Saturday.
Just to be himself. I mean, things happen, don't they? Sometimes you have a couple of errors and then you lose the run of yourself a little bit, and that's human nature, 100%, and that's certainly not how Frawley is as a player. So he's super excited that he gets the another chance to right the wrongs, really, of a couple of weeks ago, and we're excited about that, to see him play, because he's a top quality player.
Tadhg Furlong again misses out, having failed to recover in time from a hamstring injury.
He's tried his best. I feel for him. It's been tough because everyone's desperate to play for Ireland, and he's worked really hard to try and get back there. And we was hoping it was going to be this week, and you know, you're always trying to push on to the next stage and get through that, and he didn't quite manage that.
Farrell's looking forward to seeing what Sam Prendergast can do from the start.
We took him on the emerging and he played in all of those games, and you know, the aim of that was for him to grab hold of that team and make sure that he treated it like his own, as though he was in charge, and he did that in spades, you know. And this week we've seen the benefit of that, you know, and we need to see it transfer, obviously. His character is composed, confident, but yet not overconfident. He's assertive in what he wants, and he's a nice way about how he goes about his business.
Osborne starts a full back, having played most of his rugby for Leinster in the centre. He's been describing the task in switching between positions.
I suppose just making sure during the week, like, if as a fullback you're getting reps of your high balls, you know, your kicking game, centre, it's probably a bit more confrontational, a bit more physical, you're carrying, maybe distributing a bit more. So I suppose just getting the balance right in training, with maybe some extras pre and post training, just making sure that, you know, you have everything ticked off and you're ready to go.
Farrell gave his reasons for Stockdale's return from the international cold.
He deserves it. I think his form has been great, and he's been back in the fold with us, albeit not getting an opportunity over the last 12 months, and we've seen that improvement within his game. So he's chomping at the bit, and this is his chance to show us what he's about at this level again.
And Farrell says there's one key area where Ireland must improve this week.
Better discipline, more continuity in how we play, which leads to more pressure being put on the opposition constantly. The same intent as we had in the first half, the same desire as we had in the last 5 minutes to see it at the game. So all in all, there's a mixture of things.
Osborne also gave his view of Fiji.
Oh, well, I think they're a very good side. I mean, they have a couple of game breakers on their team. You know, they've, like, players that can create something out of nothing. And they can be hard to prepare for, because, you know, you don't want to you know, give them any loose ball, or you don't want to be loose at all around. So I think the focus for us is probably just on ourselves and making sure that we've got our bits covered for the game, and yeah, hopefully we put on a good performance.
So a reminder of that Ireland team: Jamie Osborne will start at full back, Mac Hansen is on the right wing, Jacob Stockdale on the left. In the centre are Robbie Henshaw and Bundy Aki. Sam Prendergast starts at out half, Craig Casey is at scrum half. It's a front row of Andrew Porter, Gus McCarthy and Finlay Beelam. Joe McCarthy is partnered this week by Tadhg Byrne in the second row. Cormac Isichuku starts at blindside flanker, Josh van der Fleer is on the open, and Caelan Doris, the captain of the team, continues at number 8. On the bench for Ireland will be Ronan Kelleher, Tom O'Toole, Thomas Clarkson, Ian Henderson, Cian Prendergast, and covering the backs, Conor Murray, Kieran Frawley and Stuart McCloskey. Jordy Barrett looks set to miss his start date with Leinster. The centre has been left out of the All Blacks squad to play Italy this Sunday in Turin. Barrett only returned from a medial ligament injury in this month's win over England at Twickenham, but was replaced by Anton Leonard-Brown 4 minutes before half-time in last week's loss to France. Barrett is due to start at Leinster at the beginning of December, but now requires a scan on this latest knee injury. Leonard Brown will start alongside Rieko Ioane in one of two changes to the New Zealand backs from that narrow loss at the Stade de France. The other sees Mark Talaya return to the right wing in place of Sevu Rhys, having missed the game against France with a head injury sustained at the Aviva. Sam Kane is restored to the back row for what will be his final appearance in an All Blacks jersey. Samapeni Finau drops out of the match day 23, with Wallace Satiti reverting to blindside flanker and Ardi Savea this week at number 8. Patrick Tuipulotu is promoted from the bench to start in the second row alongside captain Scott Barrett, and loosehead Ethan de Groot replaces Tamaiti Williams. Sunday's game will mark, as I say, the final international appearances of both Kane and TJ Perenara, who's on the All Blacks bench. Tributes for both players came today from their head coach, Scott Robertson.
Yeah, it feels like take two after his 100th. What did he mean to his side? Like, you know, look, I'm well aware of, you know, we're playing a guy that is moving on next year, but the value overrides any sentiment. Like, his value in the team has been incredible over a long period of time. He's resilient. He's epitomises an All Black loose forward, a great leader, and, you know, he's left a hell of a mark for us in the jersey.
What have him and TJ done to sort of bring the next generation through of players in their position?
Yeah, one thing I've learnt is, you know, Test match footy has a lot to do with experience. You have to have experience in it. There's no replacement. You have to have been there and felt it, and so that you can teach others, and that's what they've done. You know, they've taken away kōrero, and they've taken a lot of time and care and mentoring, and also keeping us accountable on and off the field. So they've been just hugely valuable, you know, and they know their way around Europe. They've done it plenty of times, so the valuable lessons that are passed down have been superb for us.
Also paying tribute to Perenara and Kane today was Rieko Ioane.
Look, both of those two have been huge, and, you know, the footprint that they've left in this jersey and the legacy that they've had, both is remarkable. You know, they've inspired so many people. They've been doing it, you know, both been doing it such a long time, and you know, an awesome way to send them out would be to honour them with a performance, but we need to make sure that we get today, we get tomorrow, and then finally we get Saturday right.
New signing Connor Bartley will be plunged straight into action for Munster A when they play Leinster A tomorrow evening at Terenure College. Bartley and fellow prop Dion Bleuler joined Munster on short-term contracts yesterday to help alleviate an injury crisis in their front row. 29-year-old Bartley has been a stalwart of young Munster's front row for a decade now. Bleuler joins from South Africa's Sharks, having been once an under-20 Springbok international. There are 12 members of the Munster Academy in their match day 25 for tomorrow's game, including recent recruit Gordon Wood. The team will be captained in the second row by Evan O'Connell. So at Munster 18, we'll have Ben O'Connor at full-back, Gordon Wood and Shane McCarthy are on the wings. Gene O'Leary-Kareem is partnered by Owen Smith in the centre. Tony Butler and Paddy Patterson are the three quarters. George Haddon, Owen Clark and Ronan Fox may make up the front row. Tom Ahern's in the second row alongside captain Evan O'Connell. Ruan Quinn starts at blindside flanker. Jack Daly is named at open side, and Brian Gleeson will start at number 8. Leinster 8 are able to count on the experience of Harry Byrne and Scott Penny in their starting 15s. Otherwise, there are 6 players in that Leinster 8 starting 15 that are yet to play senior rugby for the province. They'll start with one of those, Ruben Maloney at full back. Aitzel Aranzana King is on the right wing. Kieran Mangan's on the left. Connor Fahey and Ben Brownlee are in the centre. Harry Byrne's partnered by Cormac Foley in the halfbacks. It's a front row of Alex Usanov, John McKee and Niall Smith. Alan Spicer is partnered by his former Ireland under 20 teammate Connor O'Tierney in the second row. Alex Soroka will start at blindside flanker. Scott Penny is on the open side. James Kilhan once again captains the team from number 8. And there are 6 changes to the Connacht Eagles team that play Ulster A in Ballinahinch tomorrow afternoon. Hooker Adam McBurney and summer signing from Leinster Temi Lasisi come into the front row. Behind them, there's an outing for Dara Murray, and Seamus Hurley-Langton will start at number 8. Matthew Devine, who impressed on the Emerging Ireland Tour of South Africa, is named at scrum half, with Daniel Hawkshaw, younger brother of David, named in the centre. So the Connacht Eagles team has Shane Jennings at full back. The wings are manned by Shea Mullins and John Porch. Byron Ralston and Daniel Hawkshaw are in the centre. Sean Nocton starts at out half. Matthew Devine is at scrum half. Jordan Duggan, Adam McBurney and Temi Lasisi are their front row. Oisin Dowling and Dara Murray are the experienced second row partnership. Bobby Power will start at blindside flanker. Captain Oisin McCormack on the open, and Seamus Hurley-Langton is at number 8. Zach Ward continues his transition from 7s to the 15s game, starting on the left wing for Ulster A in tomorrow's game. Ireland under 20 internationals Wilhelm de Klerk, Charlie Irvine and James McNabney all start. The experienced Matty Ray captains Ulster A from the back row. They will start with Aaron Sexton at full back, Ben Moxham and Zach Ward on the wings. Sam Berman and Wilhelm de Klerk are in the centre. James Humphreys and Conor McKee, their halfbacks. It's a front row of Jack Bowl, Henry Walker and Corey Barrett. James McKillop and Charlie Irvine are their second row partnership. Captain Matty Ray is a blindside flanker, Lorcan McLaughlin on the open, and at number 8 is James McNabney. Finally, the financial crisis in English rugby continues as the likes of London Irish Wasps and Worcester try and find avenues back into the game, having gone to the wall. The RFU itself is set to post record losses. According to the Telegraph, the union's accounts for the 12 months to June of this year show a £40 million deficit. That's almost £10 million worse than the previous record of £30.9 million recorded in 2018. The Telegraph say the primary factor in this year's losses are down to the union's investments. It's claimed the RFU is debt-free and has adequate cash reserves. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.